It is 4:46 on News Talk 920 KVEC. Marty, what are you trying to tell me, dear? What are you trying to say?
My typing's dyslexic today, so I'll just speak. Yes. No, a guy just called in from Honolulu, Hawaii,
wow,
and just wanted to say that he read your blog, John, and that he agrees with what you have to say,
that's cool.
You're spot on.
How do we find your blog, John?
The best place, my blog is at richandfulfilling.com. This is my free resource website that's available to all of the radio listeners for Wealth Health Radio. We run on Saturday mornings here at KVEC, and it's also where I put any thoughts that I have. That is www.richandfulfilling.com. If you go to that, you can click on the blog tab, and you can see what I posted this morning. And that was in response to what we were seeing happening in Washington as it was happening, as well as if you register for the website, you can get access to all the old radio programs, including interviews with people that we've interviewed over the last 4 months.
John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show talking about the rejection in the House today by a vote of 228 to 205 in the House of Representatives rejecting the bailout plan. We open up the phone lines and invite your phone calls, 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. We're talking a little bit about this historic vote and trying to figure out what's going to happen next, whether or not this was a good idea to reject the bailout plan. John thinks it was a very good idea, and he's hopeful that Congress will come back with a better plan. With Congress, you just never know. Also, if you wanted to comment on the debate Friday night between John McCain and Barack Obama, we also welcome those phone calls as well. The reviews seem to be that it was a very content-oriented debate. The flash poll seemed to give the nod to Obama. Whatever. What do you think? 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. We invite your participation in this conversation. George is in Santa Margarita on KVEC for John Berger. Hey, George.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Good afternoon, John.
Hey,
George.
You know, I just can't believe we spent this much media time on this discussion. I mean, why would we want to bail out Wall Street? I mean, I see no better reason to bail them out than Las Vegas if people stop gambling. It was, you know, the chain letter's about to fizzle out. It just needs a reset. And I don't think loaning more money to a situation that is caused by people borrowing too much money is a solution.
And in essence, I would agree with that comment. It's just that we're at a point right now where I believe something needs to be done just so that the whole market doesn't completely dissolve and we get some very unintended consequences out of that.
Well, why not let it dissolve now? Why not let it dissolve?
If you're willing to take that kind of a pain, that's fine. I would imagine that most Americans are not willing to take...
I'm sorry. I don't believe we're going to take a pain. I believe the gas will flow, the food will grow, and people will continue to go to work. And there may be a unemployment of like 20% or something like that for a short period of time. But loaning money is more, I believe, about international economy. It has nothing to do with the United States of America.
Well, but it also, keep in mind, gentlemen, we're in election year. And that probably has something to do with it. Call me cynical.
No, you are cynical, but that's true. It does have something to do with it as well. And the other reality of it is that we are part of a global economy, and we cannot distinguish ourselves from that.
All right, George, thank you. 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832 for John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show. Steve is in Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Hi,
Steve. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I wish we could be speaking under better circumstances. Looks like 1929, eh?
What's your sense of it, Steve?
Well, I'm not... real optimistic about the situation. I think we need to get the Republicans out of there. They had their turn, and this is what we got, you know. I think to avoid another stolen election, we need to have a big overwhelming landslide against the continuation of the Bush and Cheney way.
Steve, what do you think the Republicans did that caused this mess? What's your argument?
I think that the deregulation, you know, the whole concept that deregulation and lack of government, the old Reagan philosophy, less government is better. You know, it's like putting the foxes in the hen house.
Where do you come down on that, John? Too much regulation, not enough regulation. What happened here?
I would actually have to disagree with your distinguished listener and say it was probably too much regulation without any clarity to everybody what the regulations were. The challenge with regulation is not whether or not it exists. The challenge is always what's going on behind the scenes that we have no idea what's going on. And there's an awful lot of that backroom political cronyism. And it happens on both sides of the aisle. I'm not going to defend the Republicans because, frankly, they've made a lot of mistakes. But I'm certainly not going to defend the Democrats either. This whole thing, this subprime mess, started in 1993, 1994 with a lot of changes in the laws with regards to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And that's where we started getting ourselves in trouble, and it's just gotten worse.
What else from you, Steve?
Well, try to put it on the Democrats. You know, it was Clinton that did it.
I'm not trying to put it on either on anybody. What I'm trying to put it on is people who say that they know what they're doing, and then we willy-nilly say, okay, that's just great and wonderful, and then we have to pay the price for it. And that's what I'm seeing as the problem with the $700 billion bailout. We shouldn't be bailing out the banks, and at the same point, that kind of money is going to end up being a real strap not only on you and me as taxpayers, but on our kids and our grandkids. And we need to think clearly about this.
All right, Steve, thank you. 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. We invite your participation in this conversation with John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show. We got a Mike in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
Howdy, Dave.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy.
What I would say was that I was going to get a home here a while back, about a year, and go through the mortgage people and all this stuff. And there's $350,000 home, by the time I get through the loans that they wrote me up, was costing me over $1 million. So I believe that the reason why we're in this trouble is because of the greed, period, greed. These people were trying to take from the people that really couldn't make the payments at the time, or were really low and strapped. They charged the living hell out of them. They were taking even their blood trying to get from them. Really, honestly, this is true. I mean, these people couldn't even feed themselves if they're going to make house payments. So these people come up with a house payment on this little $350,000 home of, $3,500 a month. I laughed at the guy. In fact, I told him a few other things.
John, you want to comment on this?
Well, you're talking about the $1 million because by the time you're done paying all the interest over the 30 or 40 years of that mortgage, it adds up to about $1 million. And yes, I understand
over
that.
Over $1 million, yeah.
And the issue with that is there's a time value of money that I'm not going to get into that concept because it's kind of complicated, and we've got a ton of other calls.
But how much of this is greed?
I would say
all of it.
I would not say all of it because some of those instruments are perfectly fine, but you have greed on all sides. You have people saying we need to lend money to people so more Americans can own homes. We have home prices that are going up. Everybody says, hey, home prices have been going up 18% per year for the last 5 years. It's going to keep going. So I can buy this $350,000 house even though I can't afford it.
Yeah.
And I can get into it because I know that in a week or a month or a year, I can flip it to some other stupider person than me who will pay me more money for it, and I can get out of this mess.
Yeah.
Right. And you see what it all amounts to. It's greed. Period. It's the almighty dollar again.
In a free market, there's only two things, fear and greed.
Or as Miss Etiquette would say, it's all about finance or romance. Mike, thank you. We got a couple Toms waiting to join us now. Tom number one is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing this afternoon?
We're good,
great
Tom.
Topic.
Thank you.
The Community Reinvestment Act of 1995.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, it was a great idea, noble concept, definitely improperly pursued, and was the beginning of Fannie and Freddie becoming the monsters that we are still paying for.
Can you expand on it a little bit for us?
Well, the idea was to get more and more people to be able to buy homes, especially folks who were from who were non-Caucasian. In other words, spread the wealth, build the American dream for a large number of people. And so there were incentives in there for people to make loans to folks based on something other than their economic situation. And unfortunately, that meant a lot of people who probably should never have been in homes got the opportunity to be in homes, and at the same time, they got the opportunity to fail in being a homeowner. That's my sense of it. And then, meanwhile, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who had the implicit government guarantee, could borrow money much cheaper than any other bank, and then they would go out there and then they would encourage loan officers to use Fannie and Freddie to get people to buy homes.
So there was abuse all around.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, the number of homes that were actually were in default as a result of this, I don't think it's $700 billion. I don't think it can be. So what led to the expansion from this possibly misdirected and misimplemented act then, you know, 13 years ago, to this exacerbated problem of a factor of seven today?
Or even greater than that? Yeah, absolutely. Most of it has to do with leverage. It has to do with these complicated financial instruments like the SIVs, the structured investment vehicles.
Well, what is an SIV?
You know what? I'm not going to. It's a complicated derivative that is, in essence, a piece of an investment or an asset.
You're too smart to be on talk radio.
It's a challenge. Yes,
that's too smart.
And you know,
all of us need to know this.
Yeah, we all do need to know this. And frankly, the information I got on what an SIV was, which was a couple of months ago, came off of a website, and it was literally a 10-page long printout that explained how they worked. They're very complicated investment vehicles, and that's wonderful, except for that they're challenging for people to comprehend. This is what goes on in the banking industry. It's okay that it goes on, but there needs to be more clarity about what is going on in general.
I need to leave it at that. Thank you, Tom, for your call. We need to catch Tom and Aurora Grande before the break. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, one, I really appreciate this segment of the program. It's very interesting, and I appreciate John's perspective on things.
As do we. Thank you.
When I was hearing about all this, I had no idea whether I was for or against the bailout. I still actually don't know exactly what to do. But there's a fair amount that I have at stake, because I have, you know, several hundred thousand dollars in retirement in mutual funds, and of course, at least I used to. I haven't checked them this afternoon. But number one, I know that $700 billion amount is a huge amount of money. It's like $2,700 plus for every man, woman, and child in the U.S. So for a family of five, we're talking $10,000 plus. As a bailout.
And yeah.
I guess, you know, one thing I've heard is that a few years ago there were some regulations proposed that would have applied to the Fannies and Freddies of the world that could have I don't know if they would have postponed or
prevented. Is that true? Do you know anything about that, John?
Yes, there was some stuff that was running through, and we can get into that on the backside.
All right, when we come back from Fox News, thank you for your call, Tom. Callers, please be patient. We do want to hear from you. John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show talking about the big vote in Congress this morning. This is News Talk 920 KVEC.